afternoon. My name is Phyllis, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the EPA Achieving Buy-in for Adaption conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star, then zero, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you. Ms. Emma Zinmeister, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, and welcome to everyone to our conference call today. This is the first of a three-part series that we're going to be doing on climate change adaptation for state and local governments. These webcasts are being put on by US EPA's State and Local Climate and Energy Program, and today's topic is going to be achieving buy-in for adaptation. Our subsequent calls will be covering dealing with uncertainty in decision-making and then also building a successful funding strategy for adaptation implementation, and there'll be more information about those calls later in today's presentation. We have a very full agenda today, so we're going to dive right in. We'll be starting off with some logistical information about GoToMeeting and how you can enter your questions throughout the presentations. And then I'll share some background information about our program here at EPA, as well as today's topic. We'll then move into our first featured speaker presentation. Kara Pike from the Social Capital Project will be sharing her insights on the current state of research and practice on climate communications and how to build stakeholder support for adaptation. We'll then move into a presentation from Cynthia Rosenzweig of NASA, who will be talking about climate change adaptation in urban environments using New York City as an example. And then we'll hear a case study from Nancy Gillum and Gwen Griffith about the Climate Solutions University and the work that they're doing with communities across the country to guide them through the adaptation planning and implementation process. And then we'll hear another case study from J.T. Lockman with Catalyst Adaptation Partners, and he'll be talking about their COAST tool to help communities look at projections of sea level rise and storm surge and make decisions for their adaptation strategies. After all of the presentations today, we'll have a facilitated panel discussion with our speakers, and then we'll go into question and answer using your audience questions and get those answered for you. And then at the end of the call, when everyone exits out of GoToMeeting, there will be an opportunity to provide feedback. I highly encourage everyone to participate in that survey. We use that information to develop the calls like this. And actually, this series that we're offering right now is based on a previous series we held in 2010 and 2011 that covered basics of regional climate impacts, adaptation planning frameworks, and federal resources for state and local adaptation. And we use the feedback from those calls to design the content for this current series. So your feedback is very important to us. So to get started, I'm going to turn things over to Wendy Jaglom from ICF, who's managing logistics today. She's going to run through a couple of points on how to use GoToMeeting and to participate today. Wendy?
Thanks, Emma. So everybody will be muted throughout the webcast to minimize background noise. However, you will be able to submit questions and comments in writing, which I'll cover on the next slide. PDF and audio files of today's session will be made available for download in a few weeks at the link on your screen. And throughout the webcast, if you have any technical difficulties, please feel free to contact me, Wendy Jaglom, at the email address on your screen, wendy.jaglom@icfi.com. Next slide, please. Next slide. Great. So if you do have a question, please submit your question to the GoToWebinar question pane. We will compile the questions and ask them during the Q&A session at the end of the webinar. We encourage you to please submit your questions for the speakers throughout the webinar. We would love to hear your questions and make sure the Q&A session is as rich as it can be. Please include the name of your presenter, that you would like to answer the question. And to submit a question, simply enter your question into the question pane and hit send. Next slide. At the end of the webcast, as Emma mentioned, a pop-up window will appear when you exit GoToWebinar. Please do take a few minutes to respond to those optional questions and provide your feedback. As Emma noted, it's incredibly helpful for us as we create webcasts down the road. Next slide.
Great. Thank you, Wendy. So just for folks on the line, I wanted to share a little bit about what our state and local climate and energy program is here at EPA. We really strive to help states and locals bridge the gap in their environmental and energy decision making, and we really focus on opportunities for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And we do this in several ways. Primarily, we are offering best practice information and case studies, analytical tools, communications resources, peer exchange and training opportunities like this webcast. And all these resources are available at the web link at the bottom of the slide here. And our focus is really to help states and locals understand the opportunities that they have to reduce greenhouse gas emissions while achieving other program and policy goals and getting other social, economic, and health benefits. And things like pursuing energy efficiency as a way to lower the cost of compliance with air standards and things like that are a big focus for our program. And so we try to foster collaboration across state and local organizations for this purpose, and we have a lot of resources available that we encourage you to take a look at. And with this series, we're moving into the topic of adaptation, since we've heard directly from you, our stakeholders, that this is another area where there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of need for information and resources. And we see this as a chance for us to help states and locals build comprehensive approaches to climate change that integrate both mitigation and adaptation strategies so that communities can help to reduce climate impacts as well as make sure that their communities are prepared and resilient in the face of a change in climate. So as a background to the topic, the science has made clear that climate change is happening at a very increasing rate. And so when we talk about mitigation, we're talking about efforts to slow the rate of this change, which primarily involves reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And the way in which this can be done at state and local level is through various strategies such as energy efficiency, renewable energy, materials management, community design, and transportation efforts. Adaptation, on the other hand, looks at efforts to moderate the harm or capitalize on the opportunities that are presented by changes in the climate. And this is important because historical data in the past is not necessarily a good indication of what our future is going to look like. So to make sure that our investments are successful, we have to consider what future conditions are going to look like. So to adapt, states and locals and their partners can look at adjusting things like their building and development practices, transportation infrastructure, stormwater systems, and other things to make sure that they're prepared for changing conditions. So just as a brief summary of what an adaptation planning process may look like, it involves a variety of steps that may or may not look exactly like this. There are many different planning frameworks. This is just an example, and it will depend on your community or your state's approach. But essentially, it involves some key things, such as building support for preparing for climate change amongst your stakeholders, looking at the projected impacts and how those may affect your programs and planning areas, assessing your vulnerability and risk, and then setting goals and deciding what actions to take, and then ultimately implementation and evaluation. The two resources listed here are excellent guides that provide great detailed frameworks for you to follow in your adaptation planning efforts. The Preparing for Climate Change Guidebook put out by ICLEI is a great resource, and actually our speakers today, Nancy and Gwen, had a hand in the development of that. And then also the state of California has put out a really unique guide specifically on adaptation planning in California and guidance for local communities in their state. You'll be hearing about other frameworks today from our speakers, Cynthia and others. So certainly take a look at these resources as you develop your planning strategies. I've listed on the next couple of slides some sources from EPA and other organizations that you may find useful as well. There's a lot of good material here. The slides were circulated before the webcast today, so please take a look at these links. I will just point out that the webcast series that I mentioned from 2010 and 2011 is linked to here, so you can get those recordings and slides. And other EPA programs that offer a lot of resources include the Climate Ready Estuaries Program. The Climate Ready Water Utilities Program has a great planning framework and resources and tools for assessing risk and opportunities to water infrastructure. And then we also have our Urban Heat Island Reduction Program. Other non-EPA resources are also listed here. These include a variety of databases of case studies, data from the U.S. Global Change Research Program, and their National Climate Assessment is very useful. They have regional scenarios that folks may be able to utilize as well, so I recommend that you check out these things. And then also, as I mentioned, our webcast today is part of a series. The next two topics, overcoming the uncertainty barrier to adaptation and attracting funding for adaptation, are meant to build upon the discussion we're going to be having today. So I encourage folks to sign up for our newsletter, which is at the link below here, where we will be sharing the registration information once that becomes available. So in closing, I hope folks will take a look at our resources, and if anyone has any questions about our program or about any of the resources that I've linked to here, certainly feel free to reach out to me, and I'd be happy to assist you. So with that, we're going to move into our first poll question for the audience. We hope folks that will take just a moment to provide some feedback for us. And so, Wendy, if you want to pull that up.
Sure. So the question should be on your screen now. And the question is, what is your level of experience or familiarity with climate change adaptation? So there are five choices. So you could take a moment to enter your response. And I'll give everyone just a minute or two to enter in their responses.
All right, if you want to go ahead and pull up the results.
Sure. So it looks like 38% of participants have started to take action and identified or initiated a project. 27% have considered adaptation but have not taken action due to lack of resources. 20% have completed at least one project. 9% have considered adaptation but not taken action since it is controversial. And 7% are not sure how adaptation is different from mitigation.
Great. Thank you, Wendy. And so hopefully we'll be able to address the needs and questions highlighted by the results of the poll today, as well as through our subsequent webcasts.